With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Friday, policymakers and researchers will take a deep dive into the water challenges and solutions on the Central Coast at the New Frontier Water Forum in Seaside. For solutions, this region is largely looking at recycled water and desalination. As for challenges, there are many, but one lies in the structure of the state water system. I recently spoke with David Sedlak. He's co-director of the Water Center at UC Berkeley and a keynote speaker at Friday's event. He started by explaining how the Central Coast does, or rather doesn't, fit into the state's water system.
Most cities in California rely upon imported water coming from long distances. So if you're in San Francisco, you're getting water from the Hetch Hetchy system, which starts near Yosemite Park. If you're in Los Angeles, you might be getting some of your water from as far away as the Rocky Mountains. But in Monterey and the Central Coast, there isn't such a connection to one of these systems that imports water from long distances. And so regions of the state that don't have such an imported water system are a little bit handicapped because they have to make do on the water that falls within their watershed. The Central Coast area really is on its own in terms of managing its own water supply.
For areas like where we are in the Monterey Bay area, when we talk about desalination and water reuse, we're talking expensive water. Is there a way around expensive water for communities like this that need to create their own source?
Well, certainly before we go and invest in these kinds of expensive water systems, we have to make sure that our cities are using water efficiently. And I think that much of the Central Coast has done a pretty good job in terms of becoming efficient. And so after efficiency, you can look at other ways of augmenting your water supply, like, for example, doing a better job capturing the rainfall that does fall within the watershed and making sure that you get it back into the ground so that you can use it as groundwater in dry years. And all of those things are happening in the Central Coast, and any of that that we can do will decrease the need for these expensive water programs. But ultimately, when people look towards water security, which means the ability to ride out extended droughts, things like water recycling and desalination start to look very attractive because they're drought-proof. And you don't run into this concern that, well, if the drought lasts one more year, we're in real trouble, because they can just provide a supply of water that won't be affected as much by an extended drought like the one we just came out of.
We're seeing these systems built or discussed in parts of the state that do have access to the state water system. So why now?
One of the reasons why we're moving to these ideas is that the technology just keeps getting better and better. And the cities that pioneered water recycling and seawater desalination are showing what's possible.
Is this just part of the future for all of California?
Water reuse and desalination are both relatively expensive and relatively energy intensive when we compare them to the imported water systems that we use. And so when we build these systems, we do it because we feel that we can't rely upon the imported water system. And I think one of the large discussions that is happening in the state is, how do we allocate our fresh water between cities and agriculture? Because when we look statewide, much more of our fresh water is used for growing food than it is for providing cities with drinking water.
That discussion sounds like the beginning of a fight.
Yeah, and I think historically, cities and growers have been hesitant to have a fight about water allocations, partially because the growers had their water rights that came from the fact that they were here growing food before the cities started to get so densely populated. And so what we're seeing with water recycling and seawater desalination is that cities, where people are willing to pay quite a bit for water, are investing in these relatively expensive technologies to either recycle wastewater or desalinate seawater.
That's David Sedlak, a professor at UC Berkeley and keynote speaker at Friday's New Frontiers Water Forum in Seaside. The day-long event is sold out. It was organized by the Grower Shipper Association Foundation and Cal State Monterey Bay, KAZU's parent institution. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.